the Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by. And I don't know about you, but certainly for many people today, they are wondering how the heck they are going to manage their diets as they move into this holiday season. They're wondering, how am I going to keep free of all of the sugar that's out there, all of the delicious candies, all of the cookies, all of the above? And by the way, how do I do this on a regular basis in my life? Well, my guest today, Karen Bentley, is joining me. We're talking about the sugar-free miracle diet today and much more, because Karen is not only passionate about helping each and every one of us understand what it means to be in perfect alignment with our bodies, spiritually and otherwise, but most importantly, how we can manage what we put into our mouths and how that results in the weight that we carry. Now, she has an incredible story. If you go to her website, sugarfreemiracle.com, you'll see a picture of Karen at 195 pounds, and you'll see Karen today. Why she is the best and the most qualified teacher is because she's done it. She knows it. She's written 8 books, and she knows that you and I have the power to stop. And here she is, Karen Bentley. Karen, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. I'm so really glad to be here, especially as the holidays are coming up on us and everybody's getting a little bit stressed out about body weight and how to eat.
A little bit. You know, I'll tell you, it is on the minds of so many people. And yet, because it's on their minds, it's not something that goes away. I mean, folks are thinking and thinking and thinking about it, even before you go on looking at the holidays. And I have to ask you, there is such a large conversation going on here in the world about what we eat, and yet there's very, very little action from, let's say, a more universal perspective to really raise the flag. What is going on with what we're doing here in this country?
Well, I'd like to address that by talking about my friend, the gorgeous Greta. Greta is in her 60s, and I'm telling her story because she's really representative of so many people. And her one true religion is low-fat eating. And she's been trying to lose maybe 40 pounds for as long as I've known her. And I was really struck by what she told me just recently. She weighed herself at the beginning of the year in January, and on September 1st, she weighed herself again. And she, for all her low-fat work and all her exercise, she had lost a pound and gained 2 inches. And it's really exasperating for her to work so hard and to always have this on her mind and to always be doing what she thinks is the right, most healthy choice for herself and to get no result. In fact, worse than no result, to end up with something to be, you know, larger than when she started out with. It just makes her crazy. And it's for the Gretas in the world and all the people who have the same exacerbating weight problem that just doesn't seem to go away despite the best intentions and living a low-fat lifestyle. What can they do differently?
Well, you know, this is a question because, Karen, I mean, especially now we're looking at so many people who are moving up in age, and we all have this story that we've been told that as you move up in age, you might as well expect to gain 10, 20 pounds. And so you have folks buying into a story, an idea that has been put out there, and the resistance of that shows up in many, many different ways. What do you say, Karen? What do you say to those folks that say, you know what, it's to be expected. You know, I'm over 50, and so what?
Well, I mean, you can buy into that idea if you choose to, but But you don't have to. I mean, I am 58, and I have never looked better, Dr. Pat. I mean, I just look awesome. I'm as small as I've ever been in my life, and I have more energy, and I feel really good about myself. And so what I hope to offer is a living, breathing example that you don't have to allow gravity to take over. You can uplift yourself and try a different path. And and the really exciting thing that I have to share with your listeners is that it's not so hard as we think it is. You know?
That's going to be new. That's new information because, you know, for many people, the idea, even the word diet makes them cringe. And we're used to hearing stories about how hard it is. And so what you bring, Karen, what you bring is a fresh perspective. How did we get hooked on this idea of low-fat and even more extreme, no-fat? There are people that when they see a little olive oil on something, go absolutely ballistic.
Yeah, this is the biggest problem to overcome, this whole fat story that we've been fed for 30 years, and it's been very, very, very successful. So, for example, here's one way that that success is measured. In the 1960s and the early 1970s, when the fat intake first started to be measured, our average fat consumption was around 40% of our diet we were eating in fat. And at that same time, our national obesity statistics were around 12 to 15%. Then now, if you measure our fat, it's been reduced to 34%. So there's been a 6% change in our national average fat consumption, which is a huge statistically significant measure. It means that it didn't happen by accident. It happened on purpose. And many of our well-known health organizations are very, very proud of that movement and that statistic. But what's also happened, Dr. Pat, over that same period of time is that our overweight and obesity statistics are up over 100%. There are 35% obese people right now and over 65% overweight people right now. So you can see that while one trend line has been sharply down, the other one is just exploding. And maybe, just maybe, it has something to do with the way that we think about and eat fat in our daily lives. Maybe there's a relationship, and this is what I'd really like to talk about a little bit more, because it's the key to breaking through to actually enjoying yourself while you're losing weight and not suffering, and it's the key to actually losing some weight, as strange as that seems.
Well, you know, Karen, how did you discover this?
Oh, my goodness. Dr. Pat, I am the original crazy lady with food. I mean, I should rename my book, you know, Confessions of the World's Most Out-of-Control Eater, because that's what I was. I have been struggling with weight issues since I was a teenager, since I hit puberty. I've had that, you know, 35, 40 pounds. I was not, you know, I'm a tall woman, so I've always been able to carry my weight, so to speak. But, you know, I've been chunky, a chunky girl. And for the first half of my adulthood years, I did everything. I did Atkins. I did fasting. I did very low calorie. I exercised my brains out. I have, you know, just I have at times said, I'm not going to diet. I'll just exercise it away. I have done food combining. You know, Pick a program, and I have probably done it. So I have experience with everything. And I will tell you that everything works. I can get a result on any of those things. But I can't hold it. And that's the real problem. If you can't sustain it, then you're constantly doing the same work over and over and over again. You know, every year or every other year, you're back where you started. And it's just this big rut, you know, of spinning your wheels trying to take off that same 30 or whatever it is pounds that are driving you crazy.
Well, we are doing just about everything on this planet to try to figure out an approach to losing weight. Everything except probably what you're suggesting, which it makes so much sense at so many levels. Let's talk a little bit about what you've discovered, and let's talk about what it means to be sugar-free.
Okay, I discovered the sugar-free approach when I got in my mid-40s. I my weight actually ballooned. I stopped weighing myself at 204 because I just couldn't stand it. So I don't really know how heavy I was, but I was.
But so you kept going after that, though.
I kept going.
Wasn't kind of the end. You just didn't get on the scale at that point.
I didn't get on a scale. I couldn't stand it. And when I say out of control eater, Dr. Pat, I mean really out of control eater. I can eat a whole bag of Oreos. I would love to eat a whole pumpkin pie. I could eat a whole loaf of bread if that was all that was available to me. You know, so, I mean, I'm really, not everybody deals with an out of control eating situation. Some people just deal with, the inability to lose weight, and I viewed myself as having a worser problem because, you know, I could just eat so much in one sitting in it, and then, you know, of course you feel so bad about yourself after you do that. So I stumbled on to the concept of eating sugar-free through Overeaters Anonymous. But for me, the whole 12-step program, it didn't press my button, you know, but what did press my button was this whole new idea of being sugar-free. And I tried it, and I lost 10 pounds a month so easily. And then I started talking and reading and discovering that this is really the secret of being able to sustain your weight. It's the notion that you don't really need sugar. When I talk about sugar, I'm talking about added sugars, not necessarily the natural sugars that are found in fruits or other carbohydrates. I'm talking about the sugar or the high fructose corn syrup or whatever thing ending in ose it is gets put into a product. That's what I'm referring to, not the naturally occurring sugars, the additive sugars that we add to our foods. So those things are totally unnecessary by our body, and because of that, when we stop eating it, we don't miss it. That's the real amazing part of this. It seems like a hard thing to do, to give up sugar, because we're so used to having it, but because it's not an essential ingredient to our diet, we don't miss it. Whereas if you start cutting way back on fat, you miss it. Fat is essential. We need it for our sex hormones and for our hair and for our skin and to protect our organs. And so if you start cutting back your fat more than, 30%, or maybe even it should be higher than that, many experts now think it should,
mm-hmm.
then you're hungry because your body is calling for this nutrient that it needs for so many important functions.
Well, I'll tell you, Karen, this is, for so many people, this is now a re-education. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be back with Karen Bentley. She's joining me here today, founder, CEO of the Great American Sugar-Free Miracle Diet Company, and we've got an extraordinary special offer for those of you out there. Today's topic, why you're still fat and what you can do about it, and we're bringing a fresh perspective to the table. This is partly for many of us to be educated and informed and to really look at the example that Karen has set and know that we can do it too. We're going to take a short break here. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. If you want to follow along and check out Karen's website, go to sugarfreemiracle.com. Stay tuned. We've got lots more. Why fat is in, and most importantly, why this is essential for losing weight. We'll be right back.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are there things you want and don't have? Imagine creating them. Having experiences you don't want? Imagine discreating them with Avatar. Call 1-800-270-5111. How much future suffering could you avoid by restructuring your own mind? The Avatar Course, the most powerful consciousness training available. free mini courses offered. Visit avataraloha.com and call 1-800-270-5111.
The secret is no longer a secret, but still life's deepest questions remain. How will you answer them? See One, the movie, and join the ultimate conversation at onetheproject.com. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, the host of The Dr. Pat Show. Now, the film phenomenon that has been transforming hearts across the world is available online at onetheproject.com. Experience One, the movie, and find your answers.
Are you tired of being tired? Are you sick of being sick? Learn about energy medicine from Donna Eden, the world's most joyous and sought-after spokesperson for alternative medicine. She will share how you can shift your energies to create health and vitality using quick and easy techniques. Learn about Donna's classic book, Energy Medicine, her DVDs, trainings, home study programs, and professional certification program at learnenergymedicine.com.
Carol Haywood Bobrowskis is a seer and an author who has been watching evolution in action since her third eye opened wide in 1987. Her observations reveal a very hopeful path for the future of Earth and humanity to evolve to a place where love and peace prevail. You can find out about her book, Passionate Pinky and the Evolutionary Experiment, as well as her fun workshops by calling 425-222-9455 or visit PassionatePinky.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. Mondays at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show.
Do you dream of publishing a book? Are you ready to make your writing dreams come true? Join New York Times best-selling author and celebrated life coach Cheryl Richardson for the Writer's Boot Camp Cruise to the Mexican Riviera on April 5th through 12th, 2008. Discover the nuts and bolts information you'll need to write, publish, and market your book, plus inspiration for enjoying the process. Visit ICanDoItAtSea.com today for all the details.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is a show that I've been really, really eager to do. Karen Bentley is my guest today. Why you're still fat and what you can do about it. How to lose weight, eat fat, and feel really good about yourself. Because this is really the combination. There are a lot of people out there doing a lot of things to lose weight. Everything from living on lemon juice and cayenne pepper, to the grapefruit diet, to the papaya diet, to the I'm eating a side of beef diet, and here we are with Karen Bentley, who's been through it all. As you heard in the previous segment, she stopped counting her weight at 204 pounds, but that's not who she is today, and she is here joining us on the show to share all of what she has discovered and to offer very special offer to the listeners here today. Karen, thank you so much for joining the show today, as well as being an inspiration for so many people that are trying to figure this crazy, crazy thing out that used to be so simple for us. How did we get to be at this place with food where it's become so complicated that it takes you 15 minutes to get through the ingredients on a box of something here?
Yeah, it is so complicated, and the reason it is because we've all bought into the fat is bad message. And it's a logical message, Dr. Pat, because there's 9 calories in fat and there's only 4 calories in carbohydrates or proteins. And so it seems very logical to buy into that fat is bad message. But I would like to share with you a handful of quotes that I have.
Great.
So that we can get the input from some other sources than just me. This first one is an excerpt from the International Journal of Obesity. They compared two groups of people on low-calorie diets over 18 months. Group 1 ate foods that were 35% fat, and Group 2 ate foods that had only 20%. They were really surprised by the findings because the people in the low-fat group gained 6 pounds, and the people in the high-fat group lost 9 pounds. And the problem is that the people in the low-fat group, they couldn't stick with it. And they alarmed their internal physiology by cutting their fat intake way back. And they just weren't able to stick with the program.
Well, they weren't able to stick with it because they couldn't get rid of the cravings, because
they were hungry.
They were
hungry.
Oh, what a thought.
I mean, you know, a lot of clinical researchers make up these great programs that look good on paper, and then people can't live with them because they're hungry. It's a big problem.
But, you know, we have kind of come through this evolution, this age here, Karen, where, you know, we have been trained not to be hungry. We have been trained that when you diet, the idea is you're dieting. That's what the word means. And so,
right.
Therefore, no pain, no gain.
Right.
And so what you're introducing is what has been, you know, you go talk to my grandmother, she was never hungry in a day of her life and certainly didn't carry around a lot of extra weight. And the question is, why is that? You know, have we become totally obsessed with our weight, with our styles, with what we are, that we have forgotten the basics?
We have forgotten the basics, and we have just, I really think the low-fat message, Dr. Pat, is one of the big obstacles to finally breaking through and having success with weight. Here's another study done at the University Hospital in Geneva, Switzerland. And they decided that the lowest fat intake people are the most likely to be obese, while those with the highest fat intake are the least likely to be obese. In European women, there is a relationship between fat intake and obesity. So, I mean, I find these studies really stunningly fascinating and contradictory to the message we've been hearing for 30 years.
They are, and I would say that people must be relieved to find out that there is food that they can eat, which is, let me just put it in, which feels normal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, people
which
don't
feels
quite
normal.
It yet. They don't quite believe it yet.
Well, I know they don't, because, I mean, we're living, breathing examples. I mean,
yeah.
Every time you put olive oil on your salad, you're cringing.
Yeah.
Because deep down inside, we've been ingrained into 2 to 3 decades now of information that says that fat's no good.
That's exactly right. Now, here's another great quote from Dr. Walter Willett. He's the chair of the nutrition department at the Harvard School of Public Health, and he's the author of Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy, and this is a direct quote from him. The evidence is quite clear that it's perfectly fine to get more than 30% of your calories from fat. In fact, it's even better to be getting more than 30% of calories from fat. This campaign to reduce fat in the diet has had some pretty disastrous consequences. One of the most unfortunate, unintended consequences of the fat-free crusade was the idea that if it wasn't fat, it wouldn't make you fat. I even had colleagues who were telling the public that you can't get fat eating carbohydrates. And actually, farmers have known for thousands of years that you can make animal fat by feeding them grains as long as you don't let them run around too much. And as it turns out, that applies to humans, too.
Isn't that exactly what you've just described? Isn't that exactly what is happening here?
That's exactly what's happening.
That you know, it's as if we're feeding a herd of cattle by all of the carbohydrate emphasis, all of the emphasis. And not only that, Karen, we've also gotten to the place where these carbohydrates at a large level for a lot of people really don't help them become active.
Exactly. And, you know, it's just an amazing phenomena. When I go to somebody's house, a friend's house for dinner, everybody knows that I'm very, very careful about what I eat and very health conscious. But they assume that what I'm careful about is not eating fat. And so what happens almost 100% of the time is that I get served all these low-fat foods that, of course, have lots of sugar in them. And, you know, and everybody's trying to do me a favor and be so accommodating and be so kind. And, you know, it's a little bit awkward because I love it when people treat me so kindly and so well, but they're feeding me the wrong food. It's just really hilarious.
I've got to ask you, what does dinner look like for Karen Bentley?
What dinner looks like for me is either a salad or a soup. I'll usually start with one or the other. And then I will have a protein of some kind, and that protein includes beef or chicken or fish or, you know, sometimes eggs, any normal protein source.
Right.
And lots of veggies, lots of veggies. Half of my plate is filled with veggies. And that would typically be, and I prepare my veggies deliciously. I mean, in oil, with cheese, with anything that makes them yummy, yummy, yummy.
Oh, you're making me salivate now. And that's very different. That's why this is a different conversation. Because the fact of we've cut out butter on vegetables, we've cut out oil, I come from an Italian family.
Yeah.
And if you're not putting olive oil on broccoli, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah. I mean, how else could you eat it?
and you know, this is also part of the conversation you're bringing to the table in that you also have incredible recipe books. Let's mention, before we go to break, let's mention what we're going to be giving listeners, folks that are listening to this live, or if you've downloaded it at a later date, we want to make this available to you. So we want to give out a free copy of the Sugar-Free Miracle Diet Handbook. Let's end the dessert collection cookbook. So let's tell folks how they can get a copy of this.
Well, there's a catch, Dr. Pat. They have to agree to do a survey with me because I'm passionate about extreme customer service, and I really want to know and understand people who are dealing with a weight issue. And so they need to do a 15-minute, totally confidential telephone survey with me and just talk to me about their weight issue. That's all it really is. And I would be delighted to send them a free copy of the Sugar-Free Miracle Diet Handbook and a free copy of the dessert collection, yummy, yummy, yummy desserts that are all sugar-free, that will all fill you up and make you satisfied so that you're not noshing around for something to fill you up and
all
satisfy
right.
you.
So tell folks how they can participate in this.
Send me an email at expert@sugarfreemiracle.com. That's expert@sugarfreemiracle.com. Or just go to my website, sugarfreemiracle.com, and go to the contact tab, and there's phone numbers there that you can reach me at.
Oh, this is great. We're going to make sure we mention this again. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Karen Bentley about many, many things, but most importantly, what is the diet that you should know the most about? When we come back, we're going to talk specifics, we're going to give you tips, and we're going to open up the door to the world of sugar-free diet and miracles. And this is the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. My very special guest is Karen Bentley. When we come back, we're going to talk about the promise of easiness. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and much more. We will give out that information, how you can get a copy of two incredible books from Karen Bentley. And if you want to find out more, check it out right now, sugarfreemiracle.com. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
I'm Dr.
Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Hey, you, come here. I got something to tell you. Are you ready to meet your life partner but need a good avenue? SpiritualSingles.com has the largest database of conscious spiritual members on the internet. When you're ready to meet someone, join SpiritualSingles.com. But make sure you're really ready, though, because it works. SpiritualSingles.com. Dating, events, and even retreats. Don't forget, that's SpiritualSingles.com. Join today. You'll be glad you did.
Vacation with the Hay House Superstars. Sign up for the most outlandish Hay House conference yet. Aboard a luxurious cruise ship. I Can Do It at Sea. Meet some of your favorite authors, including Wayne Dyer, Carolyn Mace, Marianne Williamson, and Doreen Virtue. Plus soul-nourishing workshops, parties, gorgeous port cities, and more. All amid a breathtaking backdrop of the Mexican Riviera. Space is limited, so reserve your cabin today at ICanDoItAtSea.com.
Ladies, your soul is whispering to you. Are you listening? Imagine a woman's magazine dedicated to your inner journey and the deeper aspects of a woman's life. Do you feel an inner tugging of the heart? A desire to live deeper and connect more fully? Aspire magazine features inspiring articles, interviews, and more, and is the premier inspirational and spiritual publication for women. Aspire magazine, inspiration for a woman's soul. Subscribe today at aspiremag.net and have inspiration delivered right to your door.
Is your cell phone harming your health? A growing body of evidence has shown that electropollution can have a devastating effect on our health and wellness, and also may increase our risk for disease and illness. The good news is that there is a solution, scientifically validated and patented technologies that neutralize the harmful effects are the answer. Call 503-781-5604 or visit http://thrive.emf411.com.
Karen Ramsey of RamseyInvesting.com has been a certified financial planner for over 20 years. Ramsey Investing provides balanced, smart investment management to a broad range of people through the online web service RamseyInvesting.com. They are fee-only managers who do not sell financial products. They invest your money for you, track it, and make adjustments as needed. You don't have to worry if you're in the right investments or not. That's their job. Visit RamseyInvesting.com.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I am thrilled to be having this conversation with Karen Bentley. She's joining me here today. She is the creator of the Sugar-Free Miracle Diet and much more. She's the author of 8 books, and her story, as you've heard earlier on the show, is not only powerful but inspirational. Imagine being at 204 or 5 pounds and deciding I'm not going to get on the scale anymore, and looking at your life and waking up one day and realizing, I've got to make a change, I've got to do something different, and now becoming the spokesperson for so many people that have struggled with their weight and, more importantly, have been confused about what exactly do I eat. And so Karen's joining me here today. We're going to talk about the promise of easiness as well as get into some very specific things you can do. But most importantly, I want to make sure everyone out there has this incredible offer from Karen, and we want to repeat that again, Karen. We're giving away a copy of the Sugar-Free Miracle Diet Handbook and Dessert Collection Cookbook, and it's very simple. All they'll have to do is take a survey. Is that right, Karen?
That's right, just a 15-minute quick confidential telephone survey. And all I'm really interested in is finding out about your personal experience with weight loss challenges. And the way that I want to use this information is to develop products and services that fit you exactly. I am totally dedicated to extreme customer service, and so the more I know about you, the person who has this problem, the better I can serve you. And that's really my sole and only purpose for doing this survey. You'll be helping me a lot, and I hope you'll take me up on the offer. I would love to talk to you.
Well, we're going to make sure we get the information out to all of our listeners. As a matter of fact, one of the things that's so important, you and I were talking at during break, and want to bring it to the surface here, is the confusion we have on what is included in different products, and also talk about easing. You and I were talking about reading labels right now, and we have gotten so used to reading labels to be on the lookout for fat.
Right.
We have definitely been on the lookout for fat.
Right.
And that's easy to kind of pick up, right? You don't even have to read the ingredients to just see how much fat there is.
Exactly.
But now there is a bigger conversation, because I was sharing with you that I've gotten off dairy, but I've switched to almond or hazelnut milk, so to speak. And so what's interesting is I started to read you the label, and as I get to the second ingredient in the milk, I was sharing with you that roasted hazelnut base, filtered water, hazelnuts, brown rice sweetener.
Right.
Yeah.
There you have it. There's the sugar.
That'd be another word for sugar, wouldn't it?
That would be another word for sugar. We have to become sugar detectives. So there's two skills you have to develop to rethink your attitude towards weight loss. One skill is that maybe fat isn't as bad as we think it is, and maybe we need to eat more of it so that we're filled up and satisfied. Really two important features of a diet program. If you're not satisfied, you won't be able to stand it. So we talked earlier about the whole fat thing, and I would like to remind your listeners too about the French paradox. The French paradox came out maybe 30 years ago, and it was the whole notion that French people eat a lot of dietary fat. You know, they eat those meats and cheeses and butter, and they're skinny. And nobody has really, and this is really about that paradox, that maybe it's not fat that's making you fat. So we need to rethink the whole notion of fat and the role it plays in our diet and how we can use it strategically. And I really think that's an important concept, the strategic use of fat to keep you filled up and to prevent you from overeating.
What does that mean exactly? Because, you've got my attention here. When we talk about the strategic use of fat, there's got to be, in my mind, what comes up is that means that we eat fat certain time of the day or with certain meals. What does that mean, strategic use of fat?
Strategic use of fat to me means that I feed myself frequently. I have three meals a day, like most people.
Okay.
And I have at least two snacks a day, sometimes three. But I strategically make sure that fat is in my meals and in my snacks so that I'm not I'm a binger. I'm an out-of-control eater. If I don't have a feeling of fullness and satisfaction, where am I? I'm standing in front of the refrigerator with the door open, looking for something, anything.
Mm-hmm.
But if I have taken the time to eat something with fat in it, that fat fills me up, and it preempts a whole lot of eating problems, you know, because I'm full. I don't need it. I'm happy. I had something that tasted good and that filled me up. It just preempts a lot of binging and out-of-control eating, and I'm not hungry. So I'm not standing there in front of the refrigerator, you know, and eating what I shouldn't be eating. I'm satisfied. It's really, really important. The other thing that we have to become to be successful at weight loss, at permanent weight loss, is a sugar detective. And this is just a key skill that you need to develop for yourself. And it's a little bit confusing, Dr. Pat, because we're so tuned in to looking for fat. And when we buy products, the low-fat message is what we're getting on the product. So right now, pretend you're looking at this product with me. I'm looking at a Hood Simply Smart chocolate fat-free milk carton. And on the cover it says,
with the taste of chocolate, but only 2% milk. No artificial growth hormones. No artificial sweeteners. 50% more protein. I mean, that sounds all really good to me. And it says Simply Smart. I mean, I'm like, yeah, that's it. But then, if you go and look at the ingredients, which is what I want you to look at.
Right.
So most people also are tuned in to going to the label that says Nutrition Facts. And just for the time being, I want you to forget about the Nutrition Facts and just go over to the smallest print that you can find, which is the ingredients list. And you're going to be looking especially at the first four ingredients that are not water, vitamins, or herbs. So you're looking for food. What are the first four foods in the ingredients list? So this product has fat-free milk. Okay. Then the second ingredient is sugar. Then the third ingredient is high fructose corn syrup. So I know just from reading the ingredients list, the first three things on that ingredients list, that this product is has a high concentration of additive sugar and additive high fructose corn syrup, and that it's not the best choice for me. In fact, I wouldn't go anywhere near this product. Even though it says fat-free, and even though it says no artificial sweeteners, okay, well, because what? Sugar is a naturally occurring food, and food manufacturers can call high fructose corn syrup a naturally occurring food. So, you know, you just have to be really careful with what's on the label of these products. And cut to the chase, go to that smallest print, put your glasses on, and look for what's in the ingredients. And you want to learn the rule of four. So what are the first four food ingredients? And so that means you don't count water, you don't count vitamins, and you don't count herbs. And you just look at the first four ingredients and see if there's any sugar or sugar relatives in there. So I'm looking at fat-free milk, that's the first thing. Sugar, that's the second thing. High fructose corn syrup, that's the third thing. So this doesn't pass my test as a product to buy for myself because it's got too much sugar put into it. I'm not concerned with the naturally occurring sugar, sugar that comes in all milk. You know, all milk is going to have some sugar in it naturally. What I'm concerned about is how much has the food manufacturer put into it? And that's really a key skill that you need to develop.
Well, and that's the question. I mean, is there a benchmark that we can use, for example, and I think this is the question for a lot of people, how much sugar is too much? Is, you know, 18 grams of sugar in a glass of hazelnut milk too much? And, you know, I think this is where people try to figure out, you know, how do I get a little bit of this sugar? How do I know what is too much? How do I know what I can put in our bodies? Let's hold that thought for when we come back from break, Karen, because this actually turns into a bigger conversation about looking at sugars and other classifications of sweeteners. We've got sweeteners on the market, just about every form of sweetener you could think about to help us feel less guilty about the real sugar we're putting in our body.
Right.
And by the way, what's up with honey anyway?
Okay.
Let's take a short break when we come back.
We'll talk about that.
We'll talk about that. But I want to remind everyone that if you want a copy of the Sugar Free Miracle Diet Book and the Dessert Collection Cookbook, very easy. Karen will sit down with you for a short 15-minute survey, and you'll get a copy of each of those books. And it's very simple to do. All you need to do is send an email to expert@sugarfreemiracle.com. That's expert@sugarfreemiracle.com, and say, sign me up for the survey and the books, and you'll be good to go. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and I want to make sure that you know that if you want to find out more about Karen or all of the books she's written, and lots of really great information on her website, go to sugarfreemiracle.com. That's sugarfreemiracle.com. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about all of those different kinds of sweeteners, all of those different kinds of things that, you know, we want to do the sugar workaround right here. And so let's find some other way to get that sweet stuff in our food. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
News. Opinion.
Hear me.
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Tap into more of your brain potential. The exceptional HemiSync technology can help you achieve a focused, whole brain state. Refined with nearly 50 years of research and development, this patented audio guidance technology has been scientifically and clinically proven to be effective. Visit the Monroe Products website at HemiSync.com. That's HEMI-SYNC.com. Or call 1-800-541-2488. Diets and drugs only address symptoms of ill health rather than providing solutions to the problems such as weight gain and chronic pain. Spending just 30 minutes in a portable sauna that uses far infrared technology can burn 600 calories, rid your body of toxins, and reduce pain. If you're tired of quick fixes that don't work, consider the long-term solution. Detox America's portable far infrared sauna. Call 888-338-6987 or visit detoxamerica.com.
Are you ready to blaze the trail with your product or service, but you're unsure how to bring it to the marketplace without compromising your integrity? Andrea Adler, founder of Holistic PR and known as the High Priestess of Spiritual Marketing, takes you on a journey that will transform everything you think about marketing. Call 505-983-7777 or visit holisticpr.com. That's HOLISTICPR.com.
Being a mother is amazing, but it's not always easy, at least until now, on the It's All About You 7-night cruise to the Mexican Riviera. Join the Momstown Moms, Mary Goulet and Heather Ryder, on April 5th to the 12th, 2008, on this illuminating excursion where you'll find real advice on how to balance your love, family, work, money, and health. Bring back the life you crave. Attendance is limited, so call now. ICanDoItAtSea.com.
What does it take to feel young again? To be filled with vitality? To wake up feeling clear and refreshed? To live without allergies? More and more Americans are wondering if it's even possible. Founder of the Life Force Center in Los Angeles, Dr. Jeffrey McCombs, has been researching, developing, and refining a unique system that doctors and patients from around the world are saying offers them all of this and more. Visit LifeForcePlan.com or call 1-888-236-7780.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Karen Bentley in the house. Okay, you know what the question is? Why you're still fat and what you can do about it, how to lose weight, eat fat, and feel really good about yourself. We've mentioned the special offer several times. If you want a copy of either of both of those books, Sugar-Free Miracle Diet Handbook and the Dessert Collection Cookbook, just give Karen, send her an email at expert@sugarfreemiracle.com and participate in the survey. You'll be helping all of us understand what really is going on with our bodies and our habits, as well as you'll get a copy of these great books. Karen, thank you so much for joining the show today. We've talked about a lot, and we probably have hours and hours more to talk about, but I didn't want to end the show without talking about sugar substitutes.
Okay, sugar substitutes, like sugar itself, are highly controversial, emotionally charged topics.
I know.
And I know that you had an email come in from a listener who was particularly interested in stevia.
Yes.
Stevia is a herb, or more specifically, it's a small bush, And the leaves of the bush are very, very sweet. And so it's used as a natural sweetener that it comes in many different forms. You can buy it so that it looks sort of like oregano, or you can buy it in a powdered form, or you can buy it in a liquid form. And you can add it to your food as a natural sweetener. And the benefit of stevia is that it doesn't raise your blood sugar, so there's no insulin production, which is really what the problem is with eating sugar.
Uh-huh.
So it's a really nice, natural alternative to using artificial sweeteners or to using sugar itself. The problem is, there's a couple of problems with stevia. One is, a lot of people, myself included, don't really care for the taste. It's an acquired taste. And, you know, although that said, many people do like it. So you sort of just have to try it yourself and see if it works for you. The other problem is that it's very, very hard to cook with. So, you know, if you're just adding a sweetener to a drink, stevia is a great application. But if you're trying to cook a bread alternative or a cake or a dessert,
right.
Especially because of the taste and because the... you know, adapting the measures to the recipe are sort of difficult. Stevia is not always the best choice. There's been some real concern with artificial sweeteners, such as the ones that are known as Equal or NutraSweet, that there's been much controversy that they might be carcinogenic,
mm-hmm.
although the jury's still out on that. And then the newest artificial sweetener is Splenda.
The yellow packet.
And what I recommend, I mean, really, we're all in the weight loss crunch because we've relied too much on manufactured foods, man-made foods, instead of having natural foods. And so we know that any artificial sweetener is not going to be all that good for us. And so the trick is to use it sparingly. You know, it's enough to ask yourself to get the sugar out of your diet, and then to completely eliminate any artificial sweeteners at the same time, I think, is making it harder than it needs to be. If you just use a little bit of sanity and maybe only eat one or two foods a day or that have a little bit of artificial sweetener in them, you should be okay. It's just when you're overdosing and having, you know, one diet soda after another and one product after another that has these substances that you might run into a little bit of trouble. But our government says that these products are all safe for us. So, that you know, you really need to choose for yourself about whether or not you want to use them. My personal recommendation is to use them sparingly.
What about honey?
Honey. All right. Let's talk about what is a caloric sweetener. What is that? Because we want to become a sugar detective, and I use the word sugar almost generically to mean any caloric sweetener. And so honey is a caloric sweetener. It is going to raise your blood sugar, and that's the problem with sugar. Sugar by itself is not really a bad food, so to speak. The problem with it is that it raises your insulin. When you have sugar in your bloodstream, insulin is a naturally occurring hormone that comes in and makes sure that you don't have too much sugar in your bloodstream, and it gets it out of your bloodstream and takes it and stores it predominantly in your liver or in muscles or in your fat cells as fat, which is why sugar makes you fat. So to manage your weight, you want to manage this fat storage hormone, which we call insulin, and we do that by identifying all the different caloric sweeteners. So we know that sugar is a caloric sweetener. We know that honey is a caloric sweetener. And sugar, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's organic sugar. It doesn't matter if it's raw sugar. It doesn't matter if it's confectioner's sugar. It doesn't matter if it's turbinado or brown sugar. All those sugars are sugar, and they're going to raise your blood. They're going to raise your blood sugar, which will increase your insulin production, which will make it very, very hard for you to lose weight.
Wow. Well, you know, Karen, let's leave our listeners as we wind down the show. I want to thank you so much for joining the show today. And let's leave everyone with five tips as we get ready to go out into this food everywhere season. What can we know? What are the tips you can leave us with to help us out here?
Okay, the first tip, no sodas. Whether they're diet sodas or regular sodas, just pass on the whole soda scene.
Okay, no soda.
You know, that's an easy one. Eat more fat strategically. Eat more fat. Put some fat in your mouth and see if that doesn't cut down. Do an experiment of one on yourself. Eat fat and see if it doesn't make you cut back on the amount of food that you eat. I would like you to also be very careful with the purchase of low-fat products. Go to that ingredients list and see if in the first four food ingredients, sugar is one of those ingredients. If it is, root around. You can find them, but you have to look for them. Root around and find a different choice. Start getting yourself conditioned to buying foods that don't have sugar added to it.
All right.
The next one is you don't have to eliminate breads, pastas, and grains from your diet completely, but you need to start being careful about them. We can't do this carbo-loading stuff. We have to be really careful with the starches because why? They turn the body turns those starches into sugar very quickly in our bloodstream. So if you're eating something that's very starchy, it's going to have the same impact as eating something that be a dessert with lots of sugar in it. And it did. My husband, who's a diabetic, when he eats a potato or when he eats a bowl of pasta, his blood sugar is sky high just from that. You know, you wouldn't think that it would have such an impact, but it does.
Yes.
So you need to start thinking, you know, be eating very selectively your grain courses. And
this is, you know, Karen, this has been great. I mean, that information alone is enough to help people kind of get pointed in the right direction. Let's make sure everybody has your website. And as I said before, let's make sure that if you want copies of these books, you give Karen an email. So everyone that's listening to the show, remember, you can go to sugarfreemiracle.com. And what's that email address, Karen?
expert@sugarfreemiracle.com, and I would love to hear from you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Karen Bentley, for joining the show today. I also want to mention, everyone, that if you go to Karen's website, she's got a number of books and products there for you, as well as a special package that you can get, I think, four or five different things all in one wonderful package, so you get everything with a 50% savings. So, Karen Bentley, thank you so much for joining the show today. And as we say on the Dr. Pat Show, you rock.
It's my pleasure.
Thanks for joining us, everyone, and thank you for your emails, and hope you heard something here that will help you change your life and live life full out. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. Until next week, know that you are loved and know that you are blessed. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Tuesday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.